Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazingly, personally powerful people. Oh my gosh, we're back into holy hell, hold on to your hat. The universe is off and running, and you better be conscious and be able to keep up time. I'm up here in Portland having a ball, I must say, shooting grim. I just really feel so blessed and feel like I've kind of, you know, died and gone to heaven. The company is so wonderful. The people are so much fun. I'm having such a ball doing this. It's what it should be, right? It's what life should be. Now, did that just happen? Or did it happen because I've been more conscious about walking the talk? I think you know the answer to that. And I'm looking at this really beautiful card in front of me that I bought yesterday, and it says, "All know the way, but few actually walk it." All know the way, but few actually walk it. And I'm saying to you, we're learning to walk the way. I want everybody to come together and really claim, you know, I easily and effortlessly and consciously and consistently walk the way. And we'll talk more about that as the show goes on, about what that actually means. For example, I had in my personal life a great challenge, we'll say, that was rather hurtful, and I got off the path, and I went into reaction. When we're in reaction, we're not walking the path. When we choose fear over love, we're not walking the path. When we go back into old habits that don't serve us, we're not walking the path. And our great challenge right now, guys, and they're showing me the quote from the good book, Turn the Other Cheek. I don't think anybody ever realized, you know, we always looked at that as, well, be passive aggressive. And don't fight, and that's true, don't fight back, because when you fight back, you go into reaction. When you feel like you have to conquer, you go into reaction. And that takes you out of the peaceful, joyful balance that's creation. Okay, so I want to get to as many people as we can today, because you all, of course, are going to bring the clarity more and more and more to the surface here. And those of you that are on the line that are going to be sharing the April program with me, which starts in a few days, I'm really excited about this, because it's really all about walking our talk. When I was waiting this morning and kind of meditating and saying, okay, what can I bring to these beautiful, incredible people? What can we do? These were my words, to make it easier to walk the talk. And the answer was, just do it. Don't fight it. Don't resist it. Don't argue about it. Just know that when you stay on the path, you create yourself and your life with more joy and presence and consciousness. Okay, they're telling me to go to the calls, so we're off and running, and we're going to start with Colleen in New Orleans. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, baby.
Hello?
Yep, you're on.
It's been a while.
It has. What you been up to?
Living. I wanted to say surviving, but so living. I don't even know my question. Something to do with my marriage. It's not coming to me, Dee.
What, your marriage isn't coming to you?
That's what I just thought.
Well, Colleen, if you don't know the question to ask, you can't ever get the answer.
Right.
Okay. So, obviously, we can just tell from the vibration in your voice you're not happy.
Right.
Okay. So, you want to know how to be happier?
Exactly.
Okay. And who's in charge of that?
Me.
Yeah, not your husband. Not his job to make you happy. That's definitely not walking the talk. So what does Colleen have to do to make herself happier?
She's got to participate in her own life and stop being a victim.
Well, yeah. So what's the first thing you have to do that?
Claim it and know it.
And take responsibility for your life, baby. So what are you doing in your life that's making you unhappy?
My addiction.
First of all, you're judging him. And
right.
That's not making you happy. I want everybody to hear that. When we judge somebody else, it doesn't make us happy because we focus our vibrations in a lower... not happy place. We focus our vibrations on what's wrong.
And that's what I've gotten for 22 years, focusing on the negative or my perceived negative.
Well, so you're just going to create more of it. You know the rules, Colleen. See,
I know.
You're really serving everybody here because it's exactly what we started the show with. You know what to do, and yet you are not doing it. So when I say you're able to focus your thoughts, your perceptions, your vibrations, your actions on the positive, I get a no. So why do you think you would feel like you're not able to when you're the only one that can? What's keeping you from doing that? You think he is, don't you?
Probably. Like, I know intellectually that I'm in control.
Yeah, well, we
don't
care about intellectual.
Right. It's...
Intellectually doesn't reach the subconscious, and that's what we're dealing with here.
Right. I have those fleeting moments where I can change the thought, I just would like for them to be more frequent and just become who I am.
Okay, then what can you do to keep yourself more present in the moment? Because they keep saying, Dee, you've given them all the tools. You've given them all the tools. But you see, you have to use them. So at one point, Colleen, you have to convince your subconscious. You can also call that your spirit. You have to convince yourself that you're going to get a lot more out of life if you're victorious. Because right now, the old lie, the old you, still thinks that if I play the victim, that's the way I get what I want.
Right.
Or that's the way I create what I want. Wow. All right.
Wow.
So did you hear that correction? By playing the victim, that's literally how I create what I want.
Right.
So did your mother give you that? Did you watch your mother being a victim and manipulating people in order to get things?
I would
from your...
have to say...
Go ahead.
I'd have to say no, but she was pretty strong and pretty independent. Is that what it's going to my mom? Always.
It's going to what your little girl perceived your mother to do.
Okay, that would be it, and that would be definitely accurate.
Okay, so we're not talking, again, about when we get to an adult and we can understand our parents, because all these things are locked in by the time you're about 4 years old.
Wow.
So you've got to talk to that little girl, baby, and go, this is BS, honey. I know that's what we thought was the truth when you were little, but, you know, we got to feel into this other place now.
Right. Dee, when you said you have to convince yourself and then you said your spirit, this peace just came over me. This, listen to the birds right now. It just was, that was a aha moment for me, just peace.
Okay, good. And they're telling you to share, telling me to share part of my story this week when this happened with this other person. And I literally fell off the path for about a day and a half. Mm-hmm. And I took myself into quiet after I was off the set. And I said, okay, here I am again, not where I want to be. I am choosing to be happy and joyful, and what do I have to do? And the voice said, do what you know, Dee. If you want to be happy and joyful, then be happy and joyful. Well, yeah, but this person is blah, 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 blah. And they said, but what you teach is no thing and no person and no circumstance can keep you from creating who you are. And then I went, oh, I got it. I got it again. That circumstance doesn't have anything to do with me being happy.
Right.
Unless I am letting it control me. And so I asked, why am I letting it control me and take me out of what I know again? And it was, the answer was kind of this visceral, which means physical. You can physically feel the thrill of the emotion of the victimness. And that's what we're talking about with you today.
Wow. And oh, my God, that is so true. We have issues right now with our neighbor and property lines in the court. And yeah, all day yesterday I kept trying to find myself going to the phone to want to call someone to listen to my poor, sad story. And for the most, I stopped myself.
You stopped yourself from making the call, but you didn't redirect yourself to get back on the path. You didn't say, Colleen, this is bullshit. You're in the drama here.
Right.
And you fell into the drama because it's natural and normal, because that's what you've always done. But we're retraining ourselves right now. So get a hold of yourself. You're in control of you. You get to choose whether you're in the dumper or not. Bring yourself back. And I'm telling you, the more we do that, you move right back into your power. We can hear it in your voice already.
Yeah, you can.
And you can feel it, can't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And they said, that's the whole thing, and you just set up the entire call for everybody, for everybody. So now go do it, Colleen. And if, you know, if listening to this show or reading a book or listening to a meditation or something helps you to choose to keep coming back to and living in your power, then that's what you do.
That's exactly what I do.
Yes, you take the time to do the breathing exercise. You take the time to listen to the music that lifts you up. You absolutely consciously say, I am not staying here. I am being this. And I'm going to take all these steps to get me back there because I'm on the path. That's it.
I'm definitely on the path.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in. It's great to hear from you again.
Same here. Thank you.
You bet, honey. And, well, we got some guys on the line today. Let's hear from Chris. What's up, babe?
Oh, hey, Dee. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'm surprised they got on the call, but that's cool. I'll get to right to what I was going to ask about. A couple of days ago, we were visiting Mom, and I was doing some stuff. But anyway, I had this weird thing come up that I thought I had, like, dealt with it and just, like, you know, released it a long time ago. But it's just, like, this belief from my childhood that I got from my parents. It's like, I'm driving, and a black cat crosses my path. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not playing this anymore, and I let go of this a long time ago, and I'm just like, whatever, it doesn't mean anything, and I'm not going to worry about it. Well, sure enough, like hours later or whatever, I got some information that was kind of like not so good news, and I'm just like, okay, what the fuck is this all about? Like, I thought I let go of this, like, a long time ago, and it's just like,
okay, so
I
let
have
me
this
tell
belief.
You how you're not walking the path, Chris, okay?
But, so you know, I didn't go into reaction. I was just like, okay, I'm not going to go into reaction. I'm not going to get all pissed off and upset. I'm just going to, like, focus on what I want. But the
Chris,
reason why I'm calling is because I want to know, like, why am I still holding on to this belief, and what's this about?
Because you said, I'm not going to let this affect me. I'm not going to have this belief in a black cat anymore. That's like me saying, don't think of a pink elephant. You see, you're not redirecting yourself. You're using the right words. I mean, you're using the right concept, but you're using the wrong words. And those words take your subconscious into reaffirming what you're trying to get rid of.
Right,
so,
you're still focusing
so
on it.
So now I'm going to look at this black cat, and I'm going to see a beautiful, incredible, magnificent creature of God. I'm going to, you know that every time that beautiful creature crosses my path, the world looks even more favorably on me. You see, that is redirecting that
so
visceral.
Just change the whole definition
react.
Of that and look at it as like an omen of like good luck or more good things to come instead of like
exactly.
negative thing.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, and I've tried to do that before too, and it's happened in the past, and I'm just like.
Yeah, but baby, you see, saying the words, guys, is not what we're talking about. Just saying what you know is, and we've talked a lot about this, you've got to open your heart and really go into embracing the truthfulness and the love of what you're saying. And again, do you understand these things are kind of automatically, viscerally locked in our bodies? So when you see that black cat, you want to emotionally connect other things with it. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Well, and this is one of the biggest ways we don't watch our words. We aren't conscious enough of going, oh my God, I know this. I'm saying this in the negative. I'm not stating the positive here. I'm not shifting the emotion around this. And there's something else they want to give you, Chief. But can you give me a song?
Say It Ain't So.
Yeah, okay. Well, as long as you're saying Say It Ain't So, you're saying it is. Because, again, don't think of a pink elephant. It takes all of your focus to a pink elephant. So when we say, I'm not going to be angry at him anymore, it still takes our focus and brings up the reaction of anger that we're trying to get rid of. When we say the words, I am feeling compassion and love for this person, that's a whole redirection of toward what we want. You understand?
Okay.
Which is, you know, what I had to take myself into with this personal thing that happened in my life is moving back into compassion and love and understanding while I still took the steps that I had to take on this plane. So, like the Buddha said, you know, well, a Buddhist said that Buddha would say, if you have to sue someone, sue them, just stay in love and compassion while you're doing it.
Right.
Because if they get you involved or the cat gets you involved in fear, then you have given up your right of creation.
Right, and the thing is like, you know, when I see that, when that happens, you know, my body, it's like there's this physical, like emotional feeling in my body that's
yeah.
like, you know, I'm saying, well, you know, I'm not going to focus on that. It's all good.
No,
my body's like, oh shit,
okay.
something bad's going to happen, you know. And I'm just trying to like ignore that, but it's just like,
no, you're not going to ignore it because you've already stated it to yourself. So the easiest thing, the easiest way to turn that around is when you hear that, start laughing. I keep giving you guys these tools, but you forget them, which is not walking the talk. So, oh, my God, a black cat. Start laughing. It totally dispels the reaction of negativity. So think of a black cat right now, Chris. Think of all the fear. Think of what all those things your parents did. Now start laughing. Everybody pick what you're in fear of and what you're angry of and start laughing right now. Let it out. You can't feel it now, can you? Chris, you can't feel it when you're doing that, can you?
No.
Okay. So remember that next time. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in. We love you.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I hope that served.
Oh, sorry. I was on my way to the other caller. It served a lot of people because it's in these really simple ways that we are not walking the talk. And all those simple little ways are what turns your life around. All right, Nancy in Philadelphia, who we're on the same side. Hold on. There
yes.
you are. How are you, sweetheart?
I am so excited about the past two callers because the power of the energy of the experience of the words. When I see a black cat crossing my path, yeah, I grew up with bad luck. I didn't buy into it back then. I said a black cat crossing my path brings me good luck.
Well, you were lucky. You caught it early and you turned it around.
Common sense. Why believe some stupid, idiotic expression somebody associated?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Nancy. Because our parents and our teachers are our God. And when we're little,
yeah.
we don't realize that we have the power to go, well, my God doesn't know. So I must
yeah.
I must fear the same things my God fears. And that's what we're all, you know, joyfully having the challenge and the blessing of turning around now. So.
Why not say any cat crossing my path brings me good luck. Who cares what color it is?
Well, yeah. So I think that's where Christopher left it. He got it.
Yeah.
Your words are incredibly important. You're right. Is there anything we can help you with today?
Well, I want to support my friend of mine's also said, oh, he was surviving. I said, change the word to thriving. You're just not thriving in your job, your career, your relationships, your money situation. Why don't you, if you say, I'm surviving, I'm barely surviving, I said, just shift the word, the energy in the word. What's the opposite? Thriving. So you're not thriving. Tell the truth. You're not, but you have to put, I'm unthriving. You put a word, a prefix before the word that you want. I'm not, you got to tell the truth. You can't use this positive affirmation stuff. You got to just say, I'm not thriving with regard to my relationships with my money. What baby steps, what jumps, what leaps can I take to have more thriving in this relationship?
Well, yes.
But then
me,
how can I thrive? How can I thrive?
I would extend that, Nancy. I would extend that a little bit more to how can I shift my experience to feel thriving right now, and then what steps can I take? Because if you take the steps, if you go do all the busy work without shifting the experience within you first, a lot of times the busy work is just busy work and it doesn't pay off. And people will then call me and go, but Dee, I'm doing everything, you know, I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm saying, and are you feeling good inside first? Well, how can I feel good inside before I'm thriving? I said,
But you got to think the word thriving to start taking steps and changing your inside.
I agree. I agree with that. And
the key word is.
And
so
Nancy,
you
also have to choose to be available to yourself to feel better, feel more love, feel more joy as you are working in the creation.
I know, but that's a given. That's a given. I have to work on me first. How can I thrive more? The key word is more. How can I have more good luck? How can I have more energy?
That's a good question. That's
more
a really
energy.
Good question for all
more
of
happiness.
Us to ask.
How
we
how
can thrive
I be,
more. I like that.
How,
thanks for calling in, baby.
Thank you.
All right, and I'm sorry if I'm cutting people off. I'm on my cell phone here, and I can't, it doesn't gauge the calls as well. All right, Brian.
Hey, good morning. I'm
in Las Vegas. Hi, honey.
I'm in Las Vegas. It feels weird talking to you at 8 a.m. instead of 11 a.m., but it's cool.
How are you doing with your separation and your move and all this stuff that's A lot of challenges in Brian's life right now. How are you doing?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's certainly still a journey. It's still a journey toward acceptance. And I kind of came up with a few affirmations that when worldly reasons don't make any sense, the heavenly reasons do. So I'm putting my faith, you know, that there's a bigger reason for all this. Taking what the channel told you, that this is me moving into my power, that this is a catalyst for things to happen. And as it turns out, on Monday, I heard from the manager of an actress whom I've had my eye on for quite a long time, and she is interested in taking on the leading lady position. And I have a conference call with the both of them tomorrow morning.
Well, that's awesome.
If
you can get some names on board and get letters of intent.
Yep.
Want to make sure you get letters of intent. I'm sure you know this.
Absolutely.
That will certainly help with the financing.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Brian.
So I'm really excited about that.
Yes, as you should be, because your energy is free enough now that you can start creating in bigger ways. You tell me if this is true. They're saying, really, subconsciously, you were holding yourself smaller, because you thought it was going to help the situation at home.
Yeah, probably.
Well, don't say yeah, probably, if that doesn't resonate. But
okay.
In other words, subconsciously, I'm picking up vibes that my mate is frightened that if I make it big, it'll hurt the family and we'll split up and we don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, people who make it big in show business become jerks and, you know, whatever that is. And it can be all very, very subconscious. I remember telling you all a story about when my daughter was still just starting out, and I was trying to get her to an agent appointment. And every single solitary way we tried to go, there was construction and the street was shut down. And I didn't have a GPS in my car. And literally we were 10 minutes late. By that time she was so freaked out she might as well not even gone in. But I sat down way back then even and did the work, and it was, Dee, you didn't really want to get her there because you don't want her to be hurt in the business like you've been.
Mm.
Now, consciously, I couldn't feel that at all. But when I got to it, I went, holy hell, I can see. I can see why that would be alive in me. So I'll just put everything in my way. Even though it looks like I'm trying to get her there, all my energy is not on board. All my energy is not in agreement. All my energy is not saying, yes, 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 go do this, go do this, go do this. So I'm going to put a lot of my stuff, a lot of stuff in my way, so it's harder for both of us to get there. And that is what it looks like when we don't get our energy on board before we take the action. So I get all of you is gung-ho now. Before, no, you were split. All of Brian now is ready, willing, and able to get this thing done, and that's where you have to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, decide what you want, make a plan, write it down, and do it every day. That's holding focus.
All right.
All right, Brian. Go get them, baby. That's great news. Thanks for sharing that great news.
You're very welcome.
That, honey.
You're very
Woo-hoo!
Welcome.
Woohoo and yippee. I don't even know if I shared with you guys that I also did another pilot before I came up here for to do Grimm that Steven Spielberg is doing called The Visitors. And I play Lily Rabe, who's Jill Clayburgh's daughter. I play her mother and the grandmother. I've graduated into grandmothers now, guys. Too funny. All right, Patty, how are you walking or not walking the talk here today?
Okay. I am curious. I've been feeling butterflies like crazy in my stomach. And I'm curious if you have any insight on that.
Well, I'd like to know that answer myself because I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this. I feel like I have a buzz on all the time inside of me. It's like
a
the first thing they're saying is it's excitement, but we're taught to be worried about it. Because our normal state has been kind of this dead place where we get through life. And so that's what we say is normal. So the more energy flow you're opening up, the more exciting your body feels.
Okay.
That's part of it. And then we're going to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet. Third sheet, 1 through 5. One, anything else? Gosh, what's number one on this? I didn't even go to the sheet because I thought, well, I'll probably remember sheet 3. But no, I've directed myself not to do that as I share with you. So number one is I move into knowing. That's what moving into knowing and being conscious feels like.
Nice.
Wow. So, in other words, we have to, again, viscerally shift that experience and our perception of what it means into a whole new meaning. So whenever we feel excited, whenever we feel like we're buzzing inside, whenever we get what you're describing as butterflies, that's what it feels like when you really start moving into the knowing of your power.
Great. I have another question. Is there any guidance regarding, I served my roommate with an increase in rent, and now he's really angry?
Well, let him go then.
Oh, no, I want to. I just want this as peacefully as possible.
Okay, then don't hook in with his anger, baby.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, just love him and wish him away.
And just wish him, yeah. And if
there's still a part of you, Patty, that's going, yeah, but what if? What if he leaves and I can't get another person? Or what if I leave? What if he leaves? Oh, hold on. That wasn't a mistaken words they're saying. Okay. All right. Sorry, there's so many things they're throwing at me right now at the same time. Basically, again, this is a challenge, an exercise for you, sweetheart, to know that he does not affect your state of being.
Okay.
No thing, no person, no circumstance can take us out of our knowing.
Perfect.
And again, if there's a presence in our life that isn't working for us, we have to love ourselves enough to handle whatever it is and create a different experience for ourselves while we stay out of judgment and blame about them, toward them, and just take the steps we have to take.
Exactly. And I'm ultimately putting out there, universe, I would love not to have a roommate, but if I do at this time, have it a fun, trusting, you know, great roommate for me.
Okay. Now, that's like a woman saying to a guy, well, I'd rather not have sex tonight, but if we're going to have sex, it better be pretty awesome. Yeah, you can see the confusion there.
Okay.
So all of Patty has to be united. You see, that's what they were saying with, well, yeah, but if I get rid of him, will I be able to do it myself? No, unless you perceive the results that way. Remember, the channel said the most important thing that we can get in place around getting and creating what we want is your perceived results of the situation. How you see it already happening is the most important thing that affects the outcome.
Okay. I'm perceiving I have the house all to myself and it's easy breezy.
Yeah, and all the money's delivered to you,
right?
All of that's in place, and he finds a beautiful, wonderful new place to live, and everybody's happy.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. We love you, and congratulations on your show.
What, darling?
Congratulations on your
episode. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Patty. Thanks for calling in, babe. All right. So around that, around us all being united into seeing the perceived results. And when I say the word see, that means imagining them and feeling the perceived results that you have, right? I want to feel me coming back to Grimm. I want to feel and experience recurring on the visitors, right? I want to feel what it feels like when all that money is rolling in and creating ease and effortlessness in my life. And by the way, I want to feel all that money rolling in, whether it's from a job or not. We don't want to limit ourselves any way around that. So around all of that, knowing that we are the thought that creates these perceived results, we're claiming in the ionosphere and beyond, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my life as the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. I am the thought that creates. I am power, love, joy, and choice, and I claim this for all energy in all dimensions integrated into my divine self, which means all of me is on board with that. And now I call in God, the Christ energy, Atman, Buddha, the angels, the archangels, the guides, the extraterrestrials, all energy to come support me and work with me and partner with me in the conscious creating of my heart's desires. And so it is. Aha, that was nice. All right, we're going to Debbie in New Jersey.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just had, with that last caller, as far as the butterflies, the buzz on, making me nervous.
Why is it making you nervous, baby? I mean, it was a whole new understanding for me because we always look for, oh, my God, what's wrong? We're so frickin' hypnotized into, oh, my God, this can't be right. This hasn't been the way it is, which has been the lie, like we've talked about.
Yeah.
So it's making you nervous because freedom makes you nervous, Debbie. So why does freedom make you nervous?
I just always, because I've been experiencing the butterflies and like that, just feeling like my body's in, and I never looked at it as that's me opening up and coming into my power.
I know.
I would always have those feelings and be like, oh, my God, what's wrong?
Exactly. And I'm telling you, the core of that is that you're in fear of freedom.
Yeah.
So why would you be in fear of your freedom? This is for all of us. They're putting a whole package together here for us. So why are we in fear of our freedom?
ET.
Okay. Because ultimately we're in fear of getting home, we're in fear of not being able to get home, we're in fear of what people will do to us when we try to get home, you know, and so let's be really clear about what home is. Home is when we actually live consciously as the God of our own energy. And that means there's nobody else to blame. If my world doesn't work, if I'm not on, if I'm not happy, it's my bad. It means no more. I can't do it because of them, whether it's our parents or our mate or our kids or our fears. There's no, in other words, there's no outs anymore.
Yeah.
There's only creation. And that excites us, and it scares us to death, just like an actor getting ready to go on opening night.
Yeah.
Exciting and frightening. And
I keep hearing over and over and over again, responsibility.
Yeah. The good news is you get to be responsible for you. Wow. The control is back in your hands. The bad news is, wow. You have to be responsible for you. So that the change of that one word creates a whole different perspective. I get to be, I have to be. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. definitely.
So, wow, I get to feel excited about this new freedom. I deserve it, and I can handle it, and it's all good.
Okay.
Can you feel that?
I do, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Good.
Definitely.
And again, you see, in the snap of a finger, what we just did was we shifted a perception. And that shift of perception makes life look completely different. Okay?
Definitely. Real quick, anything regarding my son, Zach?
Yes, but they're bringing it back to you. Again, he's in charge of his own journey, and that scares you.
Yeah.
That scares you. Can you see his journey as exciting?
Yes.
And
now I can, after just having that epiphany.
Help support him, you know, stand back, and this is hard as a parent, I know, but stand back as a more objective observer and go, wow, let's look at the story of his life and where it's going. Instead of, oh my God, I've got to freaking save him, or I'm a bad mom and he'll go under.
Right.
You
okay.
see, that's not walking the talk. That's not holding the perception of what you want.
Okay.
That's being in fear and worry of what you don't want.
Right. Yep.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Dee. I love you.
I love you, too. All right, Steve, what's up?
Oh, okay, I'll really fast because I hope we get to Matthew. Great stuff, some really great stuff. I'm not getting paid for it, but I'm doing the first play that I've done in 2.5 years, and I have a movie coming up in January. Last night at the club, it wasn't a great show, but if it wasn't for me, we would have canceled the whole evening. And I'm really proud that I was able to bring something through in a night when it seemed like nothing would happen. And let's see what
else. That's a good way to look at it, Steve.
No, that's exactly the way I felt, you know, and I had support of everybody there. And it was, and when you talked to me and said, you know, your opinion about your career, really, I really heard it the last time you said it to me. I really heard it. I could feel it go into my body. And I looked at the scene. And you know what? Next day, my coach sent a note to me saying, I really I'm not sure I agree with my agent, which is as far as he could go with disagreeing with someone who represents him publicly. So, and I showed the scene to a couple of friends, and I heard it. While a friend was watching it, I heard it in the background. We're seeing Mark Bergman hears people. He doesn't watch people when they act. And while that's Ingmar. And it sounded great. It sounded like everything about me, you know?
Yes, because, honey, you know, again, Stephen, the biggest thing that throws you out and off the path is worrying about what other people think.
Fuck yeah.
That is the biggest thing that will take you off the path. And that's why last night at the club was so important, because you held the creation of what you wanted for you, Stephen, not for them, for you.
Wow.
You understand? Yeah, you keep putting this. This has been your great challenge in life, kind of dancing for love. And, yeah, and the only person you have to dance for, and this is for all of us, we must dance for ourselves, guys, what makes us happy, us happy. And, you know, I just went shopping yesterday because that made me happy. So I went shopping. And, you know, whenever you really shouldn't be spending this because, you know, I'm going, hey, the universe is my supplier. And I'm happy, and that happy is just going to create more money, and I deserve it, and I'm going to allow it to come right now. But in this moment right now, I'm really happy buying this stuff for my daughter. So that's what I mean when those visceral, automatic things come up. How can we dance for ourselves? That's the question of the week. Everybody write that on a post-it and put it up on your morning mirror so you look at it and go, today, how can I dance for myself? I love that.
That's ingenious. Yes, yes. Wow, I love you so much. I can't wait to see you in person. And I got my film shifted in May so I can make the workshop, and I'm really thrilled about that.
Oh, Steve, oh, my God, honey. Oh, my God, thank you for doing that.
Really, and
oh,
the next
I'm
step
so
is
honored.
Big is
thank
money.
You. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Oh, you know, I love you. You're my buddy, you know.
We're going to have some fun, for sure.
We
These
are.
Workshops, this tour is going to be incredibly powerful, you're telling me, and lots of new information. So don't think you're going to come and hear all the old stuff again, because they're saying no. You may hear some familiar words, but in a whole different way. So I'm excited because... I'm on the ride with the rest of you. So, all right, honey, I'm going to go get Matthew. Bye-bye.
I love you.
Okay, let's see. Matthew, hold on. The switchboard. There you are. You're on, baby. What's up?
Am I on?
You're on.
Hello?
Yes, you're on, honey.
Okay. I couldn't hear myself talking to you. Hi, honey. Everything about the call has been about me, so my only kind of question is that when I've been going into my heart or thinking I'm going into my heart and I feel it open, and what I feel is just a place of the first place I feel is a place of tears. And so I've been kind of avoiding my heart and my visceral reactions have been pretty unpleasant.
Well, they're saying there's a confusion about what your heart is. You're not really going into your heart. And when I say you're even thinking that you're going into your heart, I get a no. So I have no idea where we're going, but we've got to get there pretty quickly. So
right. We're
claiming I am divine love, and they're taking me to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Okay, we're going to the pituitary and the pineal gland. This is an interesting piece of information. In order for us to really viscerally, and again, that's physically built into the cellular structure, for us to feel our heart, our pituitary and pineal glands have to be open, and they have to be open to receive all the light and all the knowledge. And... Again, going back to the other, a lot of the calls today around the butterflies and the feeling the buzz on, we've always perceived that as what's wrong with me. I don't feel like I'm in balance because I'm coming alive. So we shut down our pituitary and pineal glands. And your pituitary and pineal are what send the messages throughout the whole rest of your body. Okay? So they're saying, Matthew, and for all of us, in the mornings, make sure you direct your pituitary and pineal glands to open wide and receive all the light and all the knowledge. It's number 4 on sheet 3 if you have the sheet. If you don't have the sheets and want them, they come with the Balance podcast at imdwallace.com. And they're saying they're nothing. It's nothing else. You're doing everything right. You were just guarding yourself from feeling it. Okay. In other words, the best way to put it in English is, oh, my God, I might be doing it wrong. I don't want to screw up all the rest of my physiology and everything. So that thought closes our pituitary and pineal glands. You have to know that you know. And as long as you're in love, you do know. And really go to the experience of love first, Matthew. and everybody, and that automatically opens your pituitary and pineal. You can't be in fear, a fear experience, if you're in a love experience. Okay? So we're claiming I am divine love around everything we've talked about today. My gosh, what a show. Maybe. And if you did not hear Monday's show, which was a recording of a private session, there's some amazingly important messages in Monday's show if you all want to go back and listen. Matthew, thank you so much for calling in and bringing that information in, baby. Love you.
Thanks. Love you.
I'm so sorry I didn't get to you if you're on the air. I was trying to get through as quickly, and as you know, I can't extend a Thursday show. So, my powerful people, go walk the talk. Ask every day, how can I dance more for myself today? My book, Wake Up Now, is out on Amazon. Would love for you to pick it up. It's so affordable. It's an ebook. And there are 2 days left if you want to join us for the April program. And I'm really working to put together the next webinar will be April 30th, and I'm really working to bring on some financial experts for you that will tell you the truth around what's going on in our monetary systems, because there's so much fear out there. That's the plan. So I'm already seeing the successful outcome of that. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and then love yourselves more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.